In the age of online advertising, it looks like more than a few people still use an old-school method of promoting the items and services they have to offer by posting on bulletin boards, in laundromats, restaurants, grocery stores, and other places. WISO's new occasional series, Bulletin Board Diaries, introduces us to some of the Ohioans still using this advertising method to get their messages out. Our first story begins at the Country Kitchen restaurant on Interstate 71. In Lebanon. A card on the bulletin board at the Country Kitchen catches my eye. The colorful and quirky business card advertises a traveling hat shop and a business called It's Hats. To find out more, I call the number on the card.
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. I saw a card for a traveling hat shop at the Country Kitchen in Lebanon.
Yes, you did.
And I was just wondering a little bit about your business.
Sure. Well, we're both retired.
It turns out that I reached Lisa Capehart, one of the owners of It's Hats. She tells me she's a retired social worker and that she's always had a love for vintage clothing. Over the years, she started selling some of the items she had collected, and that's how the business began. Then,
about 6 years ago, we started focusing more on hats because vintage hats sold really well. Just about every kind of hat you can imagine. Summer, winter, tilly, top hats.
Bowlers, fedoras, flat caps, pork pies, outbacks, and others. The hats sold so well that Lisa and her life and business partner, Karen Dotson, decided to take their hat business on the road. To hear more of their story, I hit the road to meet them. It's a brutally cold day when I find the hat ladies parked outside the Antique Village in Centerville. Lisa has told me to be on the lookout for the traveling van they call Long Tall Sally. I pull into the parking lot. It doesn't take long to spot the big white van.
It's a bit chilly. Well, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
We're fine.
I'm
Lisa.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Karen.
Karen, very nice to meet you.
This is Sally.
Sally, hello. Long, tall Sally.
You can't sneak off to the donut shop or down to the local corner bar in this van.
Sally is a Ford 350 Transit cargo van. Lisa and Karen drive it to roughly 30 festivals throughout the year. Inside the back of the van are stacks of hats, displays, and other materials the women use to set up shop when they're on the road. The front cargo area, however, has been converted into a tiny living space.
It has a converter and so that we can plug in at campsites, and that's our little kitchen area, storage area, little closet, privacy curtain. We got a curtain for the window, so it's like a little camper up here.
Lisa is smaller in stature but big on personality, and while Karen seems a little more reserved, both women have a warm and welcoming presence about them, and perhaps not surprisingly, each one is wearing a hat.
I am wearing a hat by one of the oldest continually operating hat companies in the United States out of Denver, Pennsylvania. It's an Outback. It's gray wool. They make them there on site, and F&M has been in business since 1904.
Well, I'm just wearing a little cap with ear flaps. We deal with a place called Dorfman Pacific, which is like the largest wholesale hat dealer in the world. And this is one of their hats.
The Antique Village in Centerville is one of three locations where the hat ladies sell their hats year-round. Inside the 38,000 square feet building, there are some 300 vendor booths packed with items for sale. Lisa stops to straighten up a small display they have near the front of the store.
They call us shop owners, so that's kind of empowering.
Further back is the hat ladies' booth. Here on the shelves are elegantly displayed knickknacks, clothing items, and both new and vintage hats. The money Lisa and Karen earn at the brick-and-mortar stores help support their travels. They sell their hats across the state and at festivals as far away as Florida.
Doing a music festival that lasts for several days is really cool because the people are there usually for the whole duration of the festival. So they'll come back to your booth several times and you'll chit-chat and you'll get to know one another. And it's a nice dynamic.
It's a fun gig. When we're at festivals, I mean, I don't want to disparage anyone, but we're usually the ones that our booth has lots of people in it. And I think it's because it's fun.
That's how it was for the hat ladies and visitors to their booth at the recent Cincinnati Music Festival.
Yes, the lady in red. The infamous lady in red.
Karen says there's magic in finding the right hat, which can really highlight someone's unique personality, especially when that person tries on a new hat, maybe for the first time.
We call them virgin hat people. There are a lot of men, especially, that they've never really seen a quality hat before. So when they come in and put on a nice Outback that makes them look handsome and sexy, and they know it when they look in the mirror, and it just brightens up their face. They're just like, wow, yeah, I love this hat. So that's part of the fun.
Lisa and Karen admit, however, that the traveling and constant setup and teardown on the road is hard work physically. They're both in their 60s, and they think they can continue for another 2 or 3 years. But for now, when asked what brings them joy, Lisa and Karen say it's hats and the stories they help people tell. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.